The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says stats compiled from the UW show that in 2004, about 17% of all freshmen needed remedial math instruction. Roughly 8.5% needed remedial English instruction. The Taxpayers Alliance's Dale Knapp says that ends up costing the UW and its students more than if those courses had been taught at a technical school.
Having to offer, you know, significant numbers of remedial courses takes away dollars that could be spent on other courses, on, you know, actual college-level courses.
Knapp says it also calls into question the idea that continually expanding college enrollment will produce more graduates. Right now, more than a third of all students who enter the university fail to earn a college degree within 6 years. He says a lot of students aren't considering any alternatives before they apply for college.
One of the things that we have to talk about at the high school level and, you know, make our students understand is that you don't have to have necessarily a four-year degree to have a successful career, that there are very good-paying jobs in the trades as electricians and plumbers and in the building trades.
Knapp says that even if students' math and English scores improve to the point that they don't need remedial courses in college, there's still reason to believe the university won't have an easy time expanding. That's because enrollment has been dropping in the grade school classes that will make up tomorrow's college students. For example, first grade enrollment has fallen 8.5% since 1998. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.